water and the candles going at the canoe. And
now what was
oh,
that?
That was a very interesting
that
tour.
Was not, that wasn't down, that was in Sea Isle.
Yeah.
With Carl Berlinger.
Right.
When they went out in the canoe and this terrible storm came up. And Mrs. Berlinger and I were both out in the street and wondering what had happened to them, and she would say, oh, they'll be all right, they'll be right. Now, don't worry. And I was about frantic. And then they came back and told us that they had gotten on shore and sat under the canoe while the storm progressed. And then when the storm was over, they came home. And his answer to me was, well, why'd you ever send us to the scouts for? Didn't you want us to learn how to take care of ourselves?
See, I think little points like that are very interesting.
One I told you about, the polio.
Yeah, anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Well, when did you figure Patrick might be going away to be a priest?
When Granny was in bed sick, her last sickness, Patrick used to go in to see her every day. Well, he always went in to see her every night, but of course when she was sick, he particularly went in to see her every night. And this night, his father and I were sitting in the room. Daddy was reading to Granny. And when Patrick came into the room, Granny says to him, did you tell your father what you're going to do? And Patrick says, no. If he wants to know, let him ask me. I think I told you this before. And he said, Patrick turned around to him and waited. And finally your father said to him, well, what do you want to do? And he said, I'm going to the Jesuits. Whoa! The Jesuits won't take you. The Jesuits won't have anything to do with you. You're a stubborn, dumb fella. And they won't take you. Well, says Patrick, I applied in January. They have accepted me already. So, Granny got her point. She got him to tell his father what he was going to do. And when he graduated from high school, he went into the Jesuits.
Socks were over his shoes.
But he did that all by himself. Nobody knew he was going or anything about him.
I can see him as if it were yesterday. He stopped in Pleasantville for me.
Yeah, because we took him up.
Remember when you left him, how he stood there?
We took him up at Wernersville and left him.
Yes.
And went over to get Frank to go up to your bath.
Where did he stand? Out on the street?
No, on the steps.
When they were leaving him.
Just on the steps.
He was the most forlorn looking one of them all, as far as the separation was concerned, I thought.
Well, that was only because you were more sensitive about
him.
I had seen others.
What about the time you came up with me? That was a great trip, wasn't it?
Well, we left him in Wernersville, went over and got Frank in Newburgh, stayed in Newburgh overnight, and then went up to Urvaz the next morning.
Yeah,
and
I mean, the 2 years previous to that, when you took me up, that was your first leaving, wasn't it?
That was the first leaving to Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
Of course, Frank had been away the year before that.
But he came back again. And
for the summer, yeah.
Dick, are you going to bring in how they used to take the tips off the table and your father would leave them in? I think that's a cute little point.
What's that?
He would leave a tip.
Don't you remember the day we came down to the eye doctor?
One of them would go back and...
No.
Don't you remember on your trips through Canada or wherever Dad would take you and you or Frank or some of you would go back and pick up the tips off the table that he'd leave for the waiters?
No, he didn't know it.
Who didn't know it?
Dad.
Not then he didn't know it. He knows it now. But I remember this day in particular. We all came up from Sea Isle. There were about five of us. And Frank and Dick and Pop and myself had our eyes examined and had drops in our eyes. And we came out and went to this very swanky restaurant in town to have some lunch. And we were going to go down to the bank. He had the money, hadn't any money much, and he wanted some money, and we were going down to the bank, and we had a walk from about 19th Street to 12th to the bank. And after the lunch was over, and Pop saw what he had to pay for the lunch and what he had left, you know, I told you that we were going to walk down to the bank. And when he saw Pop put down about 75 cents for a tip for this waiter in the restaurant, he says, we're not going to walk to any bank, and we're halfway out of the restaurant by that time. And he goes tearing back and takes the 75 cents off the table, and we go down to the bank in the trolley car.
And Dick, I remember something else cute. One time, you know how you were used to going around in your bare feet down at the shore? Well, Rosemary had to come up to get the brakes on her teeth, And she's getting a ride from some businessman that's in town. And she gets in the car, and when they reach Broad and Chestnut, she says, "Oh, I can't get out. I forgot my shoes," and she was in her bare feet. She got out here, and there was no key. She had to get up on the second floor window to come in to find a pair of shoes to go in town and get the feet. And the man with a 50-day ahead of him had to bring her all the way out here. I think those things make a
difference. Yeah, yeah, very good.
I really do. I mean, the little incidents
yeah.
like that.
But that
he said with 14 children, he had never realized